Item number seven, then, please, Madam Clerk.
A resolution by Supervisor West in support of efforts to redesign the Milwaukee County mental health system and create a mental health redesign task force to provide the county board with data-driven implementation planning.
Supervisor West.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. What this resolution attempts to do with the help also of Supervisor Sanfilippo, Schmidt, and DeBruin, in addition with a lot of input from the department as well as Ms. Collins, it attempts to tie all of our current projects together. And so we haven't added any additional committees. What we're doing is we're just trying to rein in all of the current projects that we have. So the Community Advisory Board, which was slated in resolution to end in June, would then become part of this redesign task force, if you will. And again, this is to make sure that all of the progress that we've made with the facilities committee, with the community advisory board, with all of the reports, the various different reports that this committee has received, that there's a place that we can now take those, all of those wonderful ideas, and try to begin to implement them. Also, the strategic planning committee, all of that was all taken into account in this one resolution. And again, it's just really time and time again, and Supervisor Dmitrievich is my witness, is time and time again during the facilities committee meeting, we've heard a lot from the people who sit on that committee saying, I'm not really sure where we are with this. I don't really know, has this been before us? We just received so much information, and we want to make sure that nothing falls through the holes, because all of it's been really, really good. And so this, again, is an attempt to do that.
Okay. Well, we have a number of questions. Let's start with the committee members, and then we'll go to Ms. Lucy and Ms. Lyday. Supervisor Rice.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I appreciate and support the intent and the purpose behind this. I think what's laid out here makes a great deal of sense. My question is again, just one of process and organization. Your comments indicated that we're not creating a new body, and yet that's what this does. It does create a new task force, and so my question is, why is it necessary to do that? Why can't it be done under the auspices of either the community advisory board or the study committee that already exists?
Supervisor West,
I would say that again, we're just really trying to hone everyone in and get everyone at the same table. So we would dissolve one committee, but then form that, make that committee really the main body of this committee, and then add the different committee members that have been working on, the mental health initiative in Milwaukee County thus far. So it's, so that's why I said it's not dissolving anything. It's actually just, it's kind of just moving the players around a little bit. And again, it's just so that we have one body in which to refer things to, so that we're not sitting in committee going, okay, we'd like to refer this to facilities, to community advisory board, to the mental health task force, to the, so that we're just kind of honing it in.
Okay, Supervisor Rice.
I expect to just follow up on that. The second be it resolved clause. If I understand this, then this new body that's created, this task force, will develop a report. And then that report will be submitted to these other bodies. It'll be sent to the community advisory board and to the facility study committee, as well as the mental health pilot project. Is that the intent here? Lines 88 through 92?
Mm-hmm. Supervisor West, or do you want to have Ms. Lucy help out?
Ms. Lucy can take that.
Okay. And let's please introduce ourselves, too, one more time. I know I did, but just the full title for everyone new here.
Sure. Paula Lucy is a BHD administrator. Greetings to all.
Hi again.
Whatever's old is new again, I guess. I'm very excited about this resolution in that as I've come to the Mental Health Center and as I've been involved in these things from a community perspective, there are there's these numbers of great, very sincere people putting great efforts into making recommendations regarding the Behavioral Health Center and how we might look at the whole system. I view this really as kind of the action piece of this. So now we have all these recommendations. Can we sort through all the recommendations, many of which overlap, some of which don't? Let's sort that out and get down to having one sort of train of action. So I sort of view these as action committees. I do view that there'd be there'd be great invitation of people that are currently involved to participate. I'm planning to have some action teams that would be working forth on moving some things forward. And so to sort of consolidate and to move to one form of action, I think, is the purpose here. And so I don't view it as duplicative of any of the other things. I want to be very inclusive. People have really put a lot of effort into their activities. I also have to admit to being a little protective of the BHD staff who've been working with each of these committees, and now to sort of centralize that effort and get their focus on one sort of pathway would also be very helpful to me.
Okay. Now, Supervisor Westall has the floor, and we'll go back to Supervisor Rice.
Okay. I just wanted to answer Supervisor Rice's question directly, and that is no. The Be It Further Resolved clause, what the goal of this clause was, and maybe the order of the clause doesn't do it justice, is the intent of the clause was that all of these different committee and all these different reports, the Community Advisory Board, the New Behavioral Health Facility Study Committee, Chairman Holloway's Mental Health Pilot Project, and HSRI report, that these initiatives in addition to the others, the safety reports, the gender unit study, and budget initiatives for 2011, that these would all be reviewed by the redesign committee and would bring a report back to this body as well as the full county board. Mm-hmm. So that was the intent of this. So basically what we would like the redesign committee to do is to go through all of the materials that have been collected thus far to make sure that we've been inclusive and that we haven't overlooked any reports, any good information that's been presented, and to bring it back to us, not only with a report on the different items, but with recommendations on how we should proceed, which will then just allow for clarity, like mm-hmm. I said, because we've received a very lot of reports. And I want to make sure that nothing has been overlooked or has been forgotten in this process. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Okay, we have Supervisor Rice, then Supervisor Lipscomb, and then Supervisor Harris that would like to speak.
Thank you for the clarification, and I appreciate the action orientation, and I'm certainly supportive of that. And the concern I have when we create task forces is a line that I remember from a previous governor who said the problem with most task forces is that they have neither. So the final question I had, or two questions. One is membership. You'll bring that back in the June cycle. Just some comments on who you envision or what types of individuals you envision being involved. And secondly, timetable. When do you anticipate going forward a report to come back in some final form?
Ms. Lucy? My intent would be to have about 20 people on the actual task force, but a large number of participants in the action teams, if you will. So my beginning thoughts about that composition would be to include all stakeholders, people from Disability Rights Wisconsin, providers, both community providers as well as hospital providers, consumers, elected officials, to the extent that people would like to participate. We'd like to get some people from the state and some community advocates type people. So I think we'd be very broad. The Medical Society was one of the somebody from MCW, some of the names I've originally been thinking about. So I'd like to make it a very broad-based, inclusive, diverse group. And then as I'm thinking about the people that have participated in the Community Advisory Board and the HSRI report development, those are all very interested people, and I'm looking to be very inclusive and tap into all of those resources. Mm-hmm. Time-wise, I'm hoping to be, as I said, very action-oriented, and I'm hoping to get this kind of rolling through the summer and have a lot of work during the summer, kind of get people ready and moving, and so that by certainly we'll need to do some things in the 2012 budget. And so if we can get some of those initial things, as particularly as it relates to, you know, all of the reports have said we need to look at community, in increasing our community presence and look for some community programming that maybe exists or maybe doesn't exist. So we'll need to put some of those things in the 2012 budget and plan for those. So I have my work cut out for me,
yes,
and hope to get that done before the budget.
Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Supervisor Rice. Supervisor Lipscomb?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess I have some of the same skepticism for additional task force. At the end of the day, it seems the department is the one that has to synthesize this and come back to us. And if it's your desire to have this process to help you do that, I guess I don't want to stand in the way of that. I guess I would like to know, does it need to be created as a county board act, or can you just do that at the department to just convene the people you want to convene? Because at the end of the day, this is not going to be a consensus as much as we might like to have consensus. At the end of the day, not all recommendations are going to be able to be synthesized together. There will be competing ideas, and someone's going to have to pick one. And it's the responsibility of the department, I think, to make that recommendation and us to decide whether we're going to support that or oppose that. So I guess I'm concerned that we create, as a county board, another task force on this issue when, in fact, I think the ultimate responsibility does fall to the department to do this work. And if you want to involve a larger group, I think that's admirable. But I wonder why it should be created by us, and why the department wouldn't just create that that structure as it's an aid to them.
I guess I would make a couple comments about that. And one is that I think as we are moving forward in trying to improve and enhance our partnerships in the community, I think official sanction gives that some additional comfort and power as it relates to a portfolio, if you will, to as we continue to work with our community partners. I think they'll feel more comfortable that this is, that I'm not off on my own doing something, that we're doing something to that is as part of the county board's understanding of their need to move forward in the issue. And I think having that touchstone of reporting back is very important to our community partners. That's one. Secondly, I think that it does. I'm very interested in not going to pick one of the various groups that have been doing very sincere and important work. I want to be very inclusive. And so I agree with you, there are some things that we don't agree on. There are some things that are absolutely we agree on, and we've just got to keep moving into action. There's some things that are in every report, so we need to start moving those forward, particularly so we can get some of those things into the 2012 budget.
Supervisor Lipscomb?
Okay. I didn't intend to support it. I'll support it on the basis that's the process that you want to utilize. But I guess at the end of the day, it's the department that I hold responsible for making sure that this thing moves forward and doesn't drag out through a process that is just, I think, becoming really cumbersome. So I will hold you to that. And at the end of the day, it won't be those individual stakeholder members who I will consider responsible for making sure that this thing does drive forward.
Ms. Leiter?
Yeah, I'd just like to say, too, following up, I think, echoing with what Paula had indicated, that I do think that a number of individuals have invested a great deal of time, and there are so many concepts. Actually, I think there's more consensus than not. It's about distilling them from each report and making sure, I think, as Paula said, that a lot of the members who've spent a lot of time feel that their information and input has been valued, and that we can get to one common report or themes that we're going to move forth with in terms of action. Right now, we have about 7 different reports, and we're doing a little bit here and a little bit here and a little bit here, and this just really kind of solidifies everything and consolidates it in one that we've reviewed all of the reports, we've taken the major themes, and these are the most important things we believe we can move on. And in terms of the timetable, we clearly have some very specific initiatives that should try to be included in the 212 budget if we're going to move forth. So I think you will see some action rather quickly on those things that we feel should be done first, like expansion of community-based services, perhaps looking at Hilltop. I do want to caution, though, the one thing that could derail a lot of this are issues around the state budget. And that has got to be factored in, you know, pretty significantly as we move forth. Those things we can do without that, and we may actually be forced to do some things quicker than we had really planned for as a result of meeting some of those targets in 212. So I do think you will see some action rather quickly, and that this really does kind of bring everything together, you know, with one plan to move forth with those themes that Behavioral Health Division and the department and major stakeholders feel are important.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Supervisor Harris?
Well, thanks, Chair Mormon. I guess it's good that Supervisor Rice and Lipscomb asked some really good pointed questions, because I guess I still wasn't sort of getting the picture. It sounded like to me that there are going to be, I guess I should really ask Supervisor West, as far as, I'm not really clear as what you're saying is the task force being pulled from many different other committees or something like that. I guess I'm not clear on that, because I still see, although I support what you're trying to do, I think that the vision as far as, you know, trying to bring it all together and decide which way to go with it and put some action behind it, I mean, I concur with that. We should have some action behind it. We're going to have a lot of committees. We need to put some of this stuff into action and make it happen. However, I guess I'm still not sold that we need another task force to do it. I think Supervisor Lipscomb had a really good idea point as far as the departments would have to put this into action. So I guess, to me, it just seems like there's just more hands on deck. Just seems like it's just going to make it more confusing, and it's not going to bring everything together like we would like to see it. So I don't think I'm really still sold is what I'm trying to say. And so I don't know, you know, I don't think I will support it today, but it's just, I still don't see.
Did you, Supervisor West, did you want to respond?
You know what, I don't think that I can make it any clearer than I've already made it. Basically, what we need to do is we need to, and for those supervisors who have been to specifically the facilities meeting, absolutely no question that this is needed. We have a lot of really good information out there. We need to have a vehicle with which to make sure that all of these reports, all of the work that's been done by the community advisory board. And part of what brings this about is the fact that when I went forward and did the resolution for the community advisory board, supervisor said that they didn't want that to be a lingering committee. They wanted to be concise. And so and I said at that time that I was on board with making that happen. So the community advisory board will end in June by resolution. We do have the ability through that same resolution to extend the community advisory board. However, like I said, I went around the supervisors, and a lot of them were concerned that that committee would continue past a year. And so this gives us the opportunity to fold the community advisory board committee into another body, which will then be able to continue to make sure that the work that's being done by the Community Advisory Board will continue, to make sure that all of the recommendations of the Facilities Committee are being acted upon, and to make sure that Chairman Holloway's RFP and his mental health redesign project are going are on schedule and on task, and also to monitor the community participation in that. And lastly, you know, we have this great HSRI report, which Milwaukee County has paid for, which we have done up to this point nothing with, aside from a couple of things that study asked for that didn't make it through the 2011 budget, but then were approved via Chairman Holloway's report. And so, but there's still other initiatives in that report that I think are viable and that I think are things that we should take a deeper look into. So this committee allows those opportunities. In addition, again, with the time frame to bring these things back to 2012, in the 2012 budget, so that these aren't things that we're talking about, you know, yeah, 10 years from now. Which is unfortunately, sadly, the history of this county board. We have a report on mental health that dates back to 1992 that we did absolutely nothing with. So I want to make sure that you know, we have a way to make these you know, these goals that we've set for ourselves tangible. And in addition to that, all of this is going to help us to build or to create a better, stronger mental health facility. Because we'll have decided what programming we need, what programming we will continue to do as Milwaukee County, what programming we need to start partnering with people to provide, and how we go about getting that done.
Fine. Okay. Ms. Lucy, Supervisor Harris wanted to respond to that, and then we'll go to Ms. Lucy.
Well, I guess my point is this, and I do understand, you know, your argument, Supervisor West. However, if we have staff to do the work, if we have staff to do the work, why do we need another task force to keep pulling things together? If we have all these reports, Ms. Lyde has said that they're pulling pieces, you know, bits and pieces from reports to get things done. If they're already starting to do that, why do we need another? I guess I don't see the whole point of needing another body, you know, another body to pull all this stuff together and say, okay, now do this, that, and the other. When they have the reports, they know what to do, we have the staff, then why can't they be charged to do that? Or we charge the committees we already have with that ability. Let's just pull it together. I mean, if we're going to have these task force, bring it all, or these committees, bring it all together in one committee, not create another body, and make and put charge those people to make it go forward, is all I'm saying. So, that's the only reason why I don't think I can support this, is because if you're going to create another body, I don't see the meaning behind it. I don't see the purpose why we need it, is all I'm saying.
Okay. Let's hear Ms. Lucy. I know we have a speaker from the public, too. If anyone else wishes to speak, make sure you fill out a card, please. Ms. Lucy?
Supervisor Harris, if I might. I think that points are well taken. I think that what this committee gives for me in terms of why I'm interested in doing this. I appreciate that. I appreciate the limits of the activity that could occur within the BHD and things that could happen within the county's control. I think what this committee really does is bring in all the other players and begins to say this is about a system in the county, not the county's system. And if we can begin to share responsibilities and share the well-being of the clients and as it relates to this particular issue, I think it really moves us along. And I'm sort of used to this kind of an approach. We've used this approach in the past for other very successful programs. And I think that we begin to get community buy-in and community participation in moving this as being a bigger issue, seeking a community solution for a community problem. And that's why I think this offers me that opportunity to do that. I think charging one of our committees that we have, which we have, as we say, many, it tends to, in my mind, sort of choose one. And all of these committees have had great very sincere and very important work. And so I feel like, you know, to consolidate and not be very inclusive is also offer some opportunity to really make sure that the people that have done the sincere and very, you know, mostly volunteer work are honored and valued in this process moving forward. And again, as I said, this I see as a very different sort of focus. The focus in this group should be action, we've done our planning, we've done our discussion.
Right. Supervisor Harris?
And I respect that, and I'm not trying to be combative, but that's what the staff is for. Like, we couldn't pick one person on our staff who works in BHD. They can pull those reports together. We have to create another body is all I'm saying. I don't see the relevance as creating another body, period. There could be one person within a department that can pull all this stuff together, and then you do that, and you go from there. That's all I'm saying. I'm sorry. So, I'm not trying to be combative with anyone. I'm just trying to – I just don't see the purpose in it.
Okay. If we took an example, one of the things that's in almost every report is the need to increase the number of peer support specialists. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's not just a BHD issue. That's mm-hmm. a system issue. So if we were to say, put that to a group to say, our system in Milwaukee County as a whole mm-hmm. needs to include peer support specialists, we need to then think about what does that look like, how is that defined, how is that going to happen in community providers, how is that going to happen in other hospitals. So if we begin to sort of set some standards, not only for ourselves, but for the community, I think that we kind of get people more involved and again, honor their involvement and really begin to model the partnership that we hope that the system will eventually have.
Okay. I think we've had, let me just add one thing here. I think we've had a lot of debate. What I'm hearing, and I think I have a unique point of view too because I helped create some of these committees and I sit on some of them too, but one fear that I have is that some of these committees, for example, the facility committee, one that I sit on, has not finished their work yet. Mm-hmm. So I guess maybe this will be a way to see where we're at a crossroads. What I do like, what I really like, is I think that your point, Ms. Lucy, is well taken, that there is a lot of overlap. Mm-hmm. Just with the HSRI and the Holloway initiative mm-hmm. on its own, there's plenty of overlap. And the thing I want to be very sensitive about as we embark on this is that there are some things interwoven, and you look at this flow chart, and it's actually even more confusing. No harm to you. But is some things have been adopted by the county board and some have not. Mm-hmm. So last time I checked, HSRI was adopted by the facility committee, but not the county board, I don't think. Holloway plan was unanimously adopted. So, even myself, I can't remember every detail, but I want to make sure that we're not recommending things that haven't gone through the proper cycle yet. Right. But on the other hand, there are plenty of things that haven't seen action. And I think why not get going on that so-called low-hanging fruit that we know we all agree on. And then lastly, there's some conflicts because there's some things that the facility committee was talking about that then when you look at the Holloway plan going out for the RFI for a pilot program don't necessarily coincide because how would that fit with our overall facility? So I definitely understand that, but I also think I can hear from my colleagues that we're just nervous about having more committees and layers because, you know, we want to get down to action. So I'm going to support this today as well. I forgot who was next. We'll go with Ms. Lydane and then Supervisor West.
I think that one of the key distinctions that Paula made, which is real clear here, is that if this were just a service that was provided by Milwaukee County only, it would be very different. But this is a mental health community. Milwaukee County provides mental health services, and you've got other major stakeholders. Stakeholders, you know, one of the other examples was to increase public-private partnership. So certainly if we want to bring the hospitals back to the table more, have them included as part of the system, they want to be part of the dialogue and the discussion that gets to what the final outcome should be. And they invested. I think there are other investors that were part of the HSRI. So they saw this as a community issue. And so the value I really think of having this group together is so that they can be a part of that discussion that gets to the end. and that we will have one. Right now we have, you know, a report that says some things, the Holloway plan, and we really want the ownership of providing mental health services to be reflective of everyone, the hospitals, Milwaukee County, family members, consumers, and, you know, to have some buy-in to the direction and the focus that we're going. So I think that really, you know, kind of adds credence to have them involved in that discussion, which is why we thought, you know, if you're a part of the solution, you have more buy-in, as opposed to us saying, here's what we've done and this is what we've come up. If they don't agree, then you have less, you have a little less buy-in.
Okay. That was Supervisor West?
And this will be my last comment, but just to put it in historical perspective, I think the way that Milwaukee County has always handled its big problems is by a task force like this. I was part of the GAMP task force. There was no way that we could have worked that out and saved GAMP in those last couple of years without that task force, because we're not working on this alone. It's mm-hmm. We need the hospital buy-in. We need the community providers buy-in. We have a very serious issue right now out at BHD with our just with our emergency intakes. How do we get a handle on that? If we, obviously, within ourselves, we don't have the resources to curb that, to get that number down to, so that we're not in the top five nationwide. Our partners do have that. And just for me, again, I mean, I see Ms. Beckert. I talk to her on a regular basis. Her committee has done some fantastic work. And, you know, for me, it's just not fair to cut that communication off right now and to say to them, well, we needed you to be our partner, but now as we're in the home stretch, we don't need you anymore. They should have a voice at the table. Not only that, it just brings so much more to the conversation. I just think it's necessary. It's not something that we need to keep in place forever, but I think it's a great way just to tie everything all in to make sure that everybody's voice is being heard and to create those strong, lasting partnerships that Milwaukee County needs in order to, to handle some very real problems that we have out at the Behavioral Health Division. Thank you, Madam Chair. I move approval.
Okay, we have a motion for approval. I know we have a speaker from the public, Barbara Beckert, and then also Supervisor Jurczyk. Ms. Beckert, could you give us your full title, please?
Yes, thank you. Madam Chair and Supervisors, my name is Barbara Beckert. I'm Director of the Milwaukee Office of Disability Rights Wisconsin. I'm also the co-chair of the Community Advisory Board, which this committee established, and I also was one of six individuals on the steering committee for the HSRI Public Policy Forum Mental Health Redesign Initiative, and I also coordinate the Milwaukee Mental Health Task Force. So this is an area that I have a great commitment and dedication to and a lot of passion for, and I appreciate, you know, the strong commitment and dedication that all the committee members and the staff have as well. So I'd like to share a few thoughts with you today, reflective of the discussion that's gone on. You know, first of all, in broad philosophical terms, I think that the approach that's been suggested today is a good one. I think that we have a lot of consensus in our community that we have a crisis in delivery of mental health services, and this isn't just about Milwaukee County. This is about our adult mental health system and the services that are available to hundreds of thousands of people in our community, many of whom don't qualify for help from Milwaukee County and need to receive services elsewhere and also face many barriers. That was the intent with the HSRI initiative, to bring the different stakeholders to the community and to remind the private hospitals and private providers that they too have a responsibility to serve people, including people with limited resources, people on Medicaid, people on Badger Care, and that we need to work collaboratively. And that's going to be even more important after this very difficult state budget. Our state is facing a fiscal crisis, and here at the county, we're going to be feeling the pain in the poorest community in our state, fourth highest rate of poverty in the country, in the city of Milwaukee. So again, broadly speaking, I support the intent of the resolution, which is to bring all of these different efforts and stakeholders together. The staff at BHD is a very important component and player in that, but they cannot do it alone. We do need the other providers to step up and do their part and take responsibility, and they need to be part of the process. And I think a resolution like this will give them the sense that, okay, the county is committed to moving forward and being on the same page with addressing mental health concerns, and will bring them to the table. We need their participation. Right now, 30% of the people who come out to the mental health complex are ultimately served by the private hospitals. They need to be part of it. Furthermore, consumers and advocates need to be part of this process. One of the findings from the HSRI study was the shockingly high rate of refusal of services, that people with mental illness in Milwaukee County are offered services provided by the county and they don't want them. I think that's telling us something about the problem that we have here, that the services that we're offering aren't the right fit for what people are looking for, or that we haven't found the right ways to engage them. So we are not going to be successful if we do not have consumers and advocates at the table. So again, broadly speaking, I support the idea of bringing the different groups together. I would respectfully ask that this committee, though, have another additional discussion about the role of the Community Advisory Board moving forward. And I'm, you know, looking forward to talking with Supervisor West about this, and have already had some good discussion with Paula. I did not see this resolution in advance, and I am disappointed that, since this, you know, is pretty specific to the future of the Community Advisory Board, that there wasn't shared with me as the co-chair or with the committee. And I think that we would have, you know, welcomed the opportunity for some dialogue and had some good ideas. I like the way that this includes members of the Community Advisory Board moving forward. But I would also say, if you look at the resolution that originally formed the Community Advisory Board, a lot of the focus was on providing oversight for ongoing operations related to safety and quality of care on the acute care unit. And that's where I'd like to suggest that we should have some additional discussion, because I think that there's still a need for that kind of community voice and oversight. I think that the initial focus was on some of the broader system change that is needed and that this committee would address. But what I suggested to Director Lucy, and hope to have further discussion with Supervisor West and others about, is I don't think that that component would be addressed by the PCR, and I think it shouldn't be. It's a separate component, and that there may be a continuing role for the Community Advisory Board. Your resolution had said that following the year that there would be discussion to determine whether an extension is necessary. So, you know, I would respectfully ask you to leave that window open. It hasn't been a year yet. The board was authorized at the end of last June. So I would hope that we could come to you later down the road. I don't know if that would be in the July cycle, and have some recommendations for you to consider, because this is a group you authorized. I think you respect the perspective of the group, and I think you'd like to hear some input from that group on the future role. So I hope that's helpful, and again, I do support the resolution, but suggest that there might be an opportunity for a further dialogue about the role of the Community Advisory Board moving forward. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Supervisor Jurczyk? Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First of all, I do support the resolution. I actually, my comment is, we're finally getting to a point where we're having a policy statement with all this work everyone's doing. One of the reasons I initially voted against the Holloway piece in the Committee of the Whole and finally did vote for it at the full board meeting was because I keep thinking we're putting the horse before the cart, if you will. This resolution finally gets the board established with a policy with the HSRI piece really as the backdrop for it. Now, in addition, Ms. Lydé, and I thank her for that, has written a piece for the Strategic Planning Committee to look at, and we will look at that. I'm reviewing it now, and I think it is a good start, and it reflects a lot of the things that are in your resolution in terms of what long-range strategic planning should be doing to make sure that the resolutions that this board is going to adopt with regard to mental health are then implemented long-range. And our committee will be looking at that. I can tell you, though, I cannot over-express my concern about what is happening at the state level, because so much of this is going to be driven by the dollars. And we are now looking at proposals that will add waiting lists to family care, which was designed specifically not to have waiting lists. And I fear that if we are going to start having those waiting lists, they are going to fall into the safety net that we call mental health. When you have individuals in the community that are not getting the services and start to, and I'm going to use unprofessional layman terms here, but they start to deteriorate to the point of services must be provided. Our protective placement statutory requirements provide that safety net where local health departments and police departments will be bringing these individuals to our door. And it frightens me tremendously to think about what those kinds of issues are going to bring to us as we try to really redesign mental health, doing what I think are the correct steps with the correct studies and the input from the community and all the wonderful things that are taking place, while at the state level we are really being ambushed. This is going to be such a difficult issue for us if the money issues change. And the 1915I is another one. If we are going to adopt that, and a lot of the community resources are going to be based on us getting that, but it creates an entitlement, which are then on property tax dollars. And if we're going to start going down the road to those models and we see that the state, in fact, starts pulling back some of the funding that we're going to rely on to do the redesign, I don't know how we're going to complete it. So, and I know Ms. Lydé spoke about it briefly, but it concerns me greatly. I don't think we stop doing what we're doing. I fully support getting this resolution out there. It finally establishes the policy. Long-range strategic plan will look at the piece of, you know, measuring going forward, making sure we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. I think we're going down the right road, and I think all of us need to get collectively involved politically in terms of making sure that this safety net in terms of family care doesn't end up really ambushing what we're trying to do with the mental health redesign. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Supervisor Jurczyk. Supervisor Harris?
And I do apologize, but and I don't want to keep dragging this on, but what I'm hearing, what it sounds like to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, is all the committees that we do have, the Community Advisory Board, the New Behavioral Health Facility Committee, the Chairman Holloway's Health Care Plan or Health Pilot Project, the HSRI report, so on and so forth, we're saying that the community is not involved, that we're not, that, you know, that the whatever other people we're trying to bring to the table, they're not at the table already? Is that what we're saying?
Is that a question for the author?
Well, I'll let Peggy answer it. Just, I guess for the resolution.
Supervisor Wentz?
It's not saying that we don't have the correct people at the table. It's saying that we want to keep those people at the table. That's what it's saying, mm-hmm. is that we don't feel that the work that they've done and the contributions that they've made are or should be over at this particular moment in time.
Okay. I think we've had a lot of debate on this. There's a motion for approval. Anyone else? Was anyone in the public who didn't fill a card out? Okay. Any other comments or questions by supervisors? Seeing none, hearing none, the motion for approval, please call the roll.
West?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.